Hello, I'm John Francis.
And I'm Sarah Lusher.
In this part of Chatterbox, we'll have more news from the Norwich Evening News, Information Desk, and a second feature which is examining some military history of Norwich as part of the Norwich Through the Decades series.
We start this section with the announcement of the President for the Royal Norfolk Show for 2019 and news of the events planned for the Holcombe Country Fair. We then hear about the setting up of two new business ventures, a florist shop that is slightly different and a high-end car centre, finishing off with news of a book club that has the backing of a best-selling author.
The Royal Norfolk Show will have a royal president once again this summer, following in the princely footsteps of her husband. Sophie, Countess of Wessex, has been confirmed as the figurehead of this June's annual county showcase, taking on the role fulfilled by her husband, Prince Edward, in 2014, who was the show's last royal president. She's expected to carry out a packed programme of visits and presentations across the showground. Greg Smith, Chief Executive of show organisers, the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, said, "We're very honoured to have the Countess of Wessex as our president for 2019, and we very much look forward to welcoming Her Royal Highness to the Royal Norfolk Show."
The build-up has started to a celebration of land, sea and sky at one of Norfolk's best-known beauty spots. Early bird tickets have gone on sale for the Holcombe Country Fair, which promises 2 days of countryside pursuits, rural crafts, displays, food demonstrations, performances and more. The July 20th to 21st event takes place in the grounds of Holcombe Hall near Wells next to the sea. Organiser Sarah Green said the fair, which happens once every 2 years, would be fun for all the family, four-legged friends included. She said this event really does offer something for everyone. With high-octane entertainment in the Grand Ring, hundreds of trade stands to impress even the most dedicated shopper, a food village filled with tasty treats, a cookery demonstration theatre showcasing local Norfolk talents, and showground events to take part in or simply watch and get inspired. Highlights of the Grand Ring programme will include stunt riders from Atkinson Action Horses, who will showcase the art of liberty riding, as well as an aerobatics display by Steve Carver, who is part of the Global Stars Formation aerobatic team. Mr. Carver from Derbyshire plans to perform unlimited solo aerobatics in his Extra EA 260, one of just a handful of the single prop planes ever built specifically for airborne stunts. The fair will also see the return of the Household Cavalry musical ride, CJ's Bird of Prey, the Mounted Games of Great Britain and all-comers dog racing. The fair was started in 1977 by the late 7th Earl of Leicester, Edward Cook, to educate youngsters about the countryside, and children under 14 still get a free admission.
Penny Nicholas, who currently runs a florist business, Crown House Flowers, from her home near Norwich, is expanding and is soon to open her first shop, which will offer new varieties of flowers as well as armfuls of lush, long-stemmed leaves. Although some of the stock will be brought from abroad, mainly Holland, Penny hopes to have Norfolk-grown flowers, including peonies and tulips, with many in the current on-trend colour, the Pantone shade of 2019, coral. The new florist aims to reflect the change in buying flowers, doing away with using floral foam, such as Oasis, to arrange bouquets in because it's now thought to contain toxic ingredients, and instead offering more sustainable methods which actually hark back to Georgian and Victorian times. "We now use chicken wire and twigs to hold flowers together, and I'm going to encourage people to buy a cheap glass vase which they can bring back, so it's recycling and cuts down on plastic packaging," said Penny, who lives in Horsham St Faith with her husband and two boys aged 9 and 12. Crown House Flowers is going into Pound House in the marketplace, into a unit which was formerly a florist's called Passion of Flowers, which closed recently, and is one of a number of new businesses either starting or expanding in the town. And Crown House Flowers hopes to open in mid-May.
New details have been announced about the state-of-the-art Porsche Centre, giving a window into the world of the sports car, opening in spring 2020. The new 27,200-square-foot centre was granted planning permission last summer on land off Hall Road, close to the B&Q store. It is the idea of businessman Graham Dacre, who made his fortune in cars, and it will be run by his son Russ, who has been in charge of a Porsche centre in Kent and wants to bring the concept to Norwich. Russ Dacre said, "The development is good news for Norwich and Porsche owners and enthusiasts alike. The new Porsche Centre Norwich will be more than a point of sale. Effectively, it will be a window into the world of the Stuttgart sports car manufacturer, a company that has fascinated car enthusiasts for 71 years since 1948. The new centre, which will create 25 jobs in the area, will feature space to display 17 new and Porsche-approved pre-owned cars inside, plus a dedicated vehicle handover area, as well as 8 workshop bays, an MOT bay, and 2 direct dialogue bays designed to support on-the-spot diagnosis of problems. Charging points will be available for electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles. Customers will be able to enjoy a variety of other facilities, including a specification lounge, which will allow visitors to experience the multitude of features of cars, and a cafe, bar and hospitality area. Currently, the nearest Porsche Centre for People in Norfolk is in Colchester or Cambridge.
A best-selling author is lending her support to a whole town book club aimed at breaking the ice between neighbours. The project, devised by Kett's Books in Wyndham, is encouraging the town to read the same novel and connect through the shared experience. Bookshop manager Tracy Kenny said the scheme had been launched as a living memorial to one of the shop's original volunteers, Jeff Kirk, who died last summer. She said, "Jeff and his wife Mary were with the shop since it launched in 2013 and found great companionship and company in the bookshop. We devised this project as a way to bring people together and enjoy the same sense of community as he found with us." The chosen book, We Must Be Brave, is by Frances Liardet, the best-selling author of All the Light We Cannot See and the New Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. Ms. Liardet will be supporting the project at 4 special events over the next 5 months, including an author supper at the Wyndham Community Kitchen on September the 17th. As well as stocking multiple copies in the bookshop, the Kett's team purchased 6 new copies for Wyndham Library and donated copies to the food bank at Wyndham Baptist Church. Ms. Kenny said, "We want the project to be accessible to everyone. Lots of projects give people a place to go, but not something to talk about. Books are a great icebreaker, even when you disagree about them." Volunteers will be visiting care homes to play audio recordings of the novel alongside tea and biscuits. And the Wyndham Community Kitchen is holding book clubs on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month.